friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, B'siyata Dishmaya. We have already seen Niflaos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. This is the fifth shiur. We've been discussing the Rambam, Perek Gimel Lachaches, in Hilchas Malachim. We had a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about the Goyim saying, give us over one of your people or else we'll kill you all. Rabbi Yochanan says that if they're miyachid, they single the person out, you're allowed to give him over. And Reish Lakish holds, only if the person is chayev misa, are you allowed to give him over. In the seventh parak of Trumas in the Tosefta, there's a machlokas tanaim about this. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yochanan that the woman said to the Jews in the story of Sheva ben Bichri and Sefer Shmuel, since anyway you're all going to be killed, give Sheva ben Bichri over. Shimon says no. This is what she said to them. Anybody who rebels against Malchus Beis David is Chayiv Misa. And that's like Reish Lakish, who holds that the person needs to be Mechuyiv Misa, like Sheva ben Bichri was, or Taina was. Give him over because he was murdered by Malchus Beis David. He's Chayiv Misa, so we can give him over, but we have to understand for what reason does the woman say that he is Moreid b'Malchus Beis David, Dafka. And what about Moreid b'Melech Stam? What about Stam Merida b'Malchus? Why only Moreid b'Malchus Beis David Chayev Misa? We know there's a din that you're not allowed to rebel against any Jewish king. So why Dafka Malchus Beis David? The Maritz Chayis in the Sefer Taurus Nevi'im was already omitted in this Kasha. So it would appear from this that the Zimsin Morid Malchus based David and other Merida B'Malchus, that by other Merida B'Malchus, says Marina Rabbeinu Zatzal, Harab Man, that by Sha'ar Merida B'Malchus, we can say, Sheko Ma She'ein Lo Damim Hurak B'Yachas L'Melech Atzma. That when the person has no Damim, when he's considered a Gavri K'tila, it's only vis-a-vis the king himself. In the Chedushim of the Briska Rav that we've been mentioning in the previous shiurim, he discusses a Rodef who can be neutralized with one of his limbs and he doesn't have to be killed. So we can say that regarding somebody who can save him be'echad, who can be saved Be'echad Me'evarav, by shooting him in the legs, he can save the Nirdaf by shooting the Rodef in the legs. So it could be that Yesh Lo Damim, it's considered that he does have Damim, that his blood is considered blood, he's not a Gavri K'tila. And Legabe Misha Ein Yachal Atzila Be'echad Me'evarav Havalei Ein Lo Dam Legabav. But another guy, there are two guys, one guy can shoot him in the leg and stop him, and the other guy, for whatever reason, can shoot him in the leg. Ein Yachal Atzila Be'echad Me'evarav, whatever the tzir is, let's say one guy has a gun and one guy doesn't. One guy has a rock. So throws the rock at his leg, he's still going to be able to kill the nirduf. And if he shoots him, the other fellow shoots him, he won't in the leg. So one of them is Yachal Hatzi Becham Evarav, one of them isn't. So it could be that Klape, the person who's Yachal Hatzi Becham Evarav, Yesh lo damim, and klapi, the person who's lo yochal hatzil bechamera, ain lo dam, he's a gavri k'tila, he's no blood. Ayin sham in the brisker up. So we see a din that ain lo damim can apply to one person and not to the other person. So we can say the same thing about a moreid. In other words, we're bringing that yisod from the brisker up to show this construct that you can have a moreid. The havale ain lo damim rak lemelech. That only vis-a-vis the king, we say that ain lo damim. Only vis-a-vis the king, we say in lo damim. That's a morid be malchus, morid be a regular malchus. It's only be achas lemelech. And on that the pasuk says that as we've been quoting in previous shiurim, that when there's a cherem, mos yumas, that this person is considered banished, which the Ramban, based on the understanding of the Chasam Sofer, understands to mean that this person is a morid b'malchus. The din is that he is killed. Kol cheirem asher yechra min adam lo yipadam os yumas. So that's Klape the Melech. He is a chalosa in lo damim, because only the king is allowed to kill him. But Legabe Yisrael, who are not allowed to kill him, he's like everybody else. And then Yichdu won't help, since he's not Mechuyev Misa vis-a-vis Klape regarding those who are giving him over. Ashenkein, somebody who's Morad B'machos based David, he's Ein Lo Damim B'yachas L'Kol Yisrael, because this is a Merida Al Kol Yisrael. There's a special status to Machos based David. Machos based David is like Machos Hashem. You're starting up with Beis David, you're starting up with God Himself. It's called Kisei Hashem. A lot of a discussion about this. Bereishis Rabba Vayigas Parshat Tzadi Dalet Os Ches, with the Mice of Sheva Ben Bichri. She'amra Isha Chachama Kol Ameiz Panav B'melech Kilu Heiz Panav B'Shechina. If you are chutz bedik to the king, it's like being chutz bedik to the Shechina. If you start up with the king, it's like starting with Talmidei Chachamim. In other words, it's not a din prati shel ha-melech dafka, it's like the Shechina, which is nogea to everybody, or Talmud Chacham. Torah is nogea to Kol Yisrael. Now in the Vayikra Rabba in Parashat Yates, Osvav Gabei Nevuchadnetzar, he says he demanded to hand over Yehoyakim, who was Morad. And Yehoyakim said, Ein Dochen Nefesh Mipen Nefesh Lo Saski Rabbi Al Adona Varmulo Lo Kachasta Zignascha Lasheva Ben Bichri. So Yehoyakim said, you can't give me over. And then they said to him, what about the Isha Chachama, who was your great grandmother? She did that to Sheva ben Bichri. Ayin Sham in the Medrash. Now here he wasn't Mechuyev Misa LeBeis David. It was only to Nebuchadnezzar. So you see, anybody who's Morad B'Malchus, you have to give him over. And that's like the Taz that we saw, even if you're Morad B'Malchus Humas HaOlam. The Taz we saw in a previous year. And that's not what we're saying, because we're saying you can only give him over if he starts up with Malchus Beis David. It has to be Morad B'Malchus Beis David, only then can you give him over. That's why it says in the Medrash, in the Tosefta that we quoted earlier, she said to them, Kol Morad B'Malchus Beis David Chayev Misa. If you're Morad B'Malchus Yisrael, you're not Chayev Misa, but if you're Morad B'Malchus Beis David, meaning you are Chayev Misa if you're Morad B'Malchus Yisrael, but you have no right to give the person over. Because Klape us, Klape the Mosrim, he's not Chayev Misa. But when he's Morad B'Malchus Beis David, then Ein Lo Damim, he's considered a Gavra Ketila Klape Kol Yisrael. He's considered Ein Lo Damim Klape Kol Yisrael. But here you see not like that, because here you see with Nebuchadnezzar, who's not Malchus Beis David, and they wanted to give Yehoyakim over. So we have to say that maybe this medrash holds, like the Tana that holds, that we don't need that the person is b'chal mechuyev misa. It's enough if yichduhu. We saw Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. It's enough if the person singled out. Or maybe another possibility is, since he's Morade in the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, he's Rodef al Kol Yerushalayim, and therefore he's considered Mechuyev Misa Lekula, because he was endangering, he's Rodef everybody. He was endangering everybody. And therefore they gave him over like Sheva ben Bichri. Because Sheva ben Bichri had, as we explained, a din of Hutar Damo Biachas Lekol Yisrael, since he was Morade B'Malchus Beis David. Ayin b'gemar b'sanhedrin daf kuf yud kol acholik amachos beis David roi nachash. He's ready to be bitten by a snake if he's acholik amachos beis David, because he's not just hutar dam lemelech bilvad, he's below dam and biyachas lekulam, and therefore he's roi nachash, like we said. So it emerges that it's mutter to give him over biyichdu is only if he is a heter dam biyachas lekulam, like we saw. Only Morid B'Machos Beis David. And now, like we saw in the Taz, B'chol Morid. Gam B'Morid B'Machos Akum. We saw in the Tosefta that Rabbi Shimon holds that if it's your Morid B'Machos, a person's Morid B'Machos Beis David, he's Chayev Misa. And this Morid B'Machos Beis David means that his Dam is Hutra Lekulam, and therefore wouldn't apply to Morid B'Malchei Akum. Yes, maybe the Gaisha king is going to kill him, but he's no Heter Dam Lekulam. And also if he's Morid B'Machos Yisrael also, it's not Hutra Dam Lekulam. And therefore it's also listened to give him over. And with this, we can understand the very difficult Rashi in Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. Dibor Maschil Yotza Rosho, he brings the Mishnah Nolos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, Aisha Shimak Shalele, Mechatchin Es HaYelad Vlad B'meyeha, Umotzian Oso Eivarim Eivarim, a woman who's in danger when she's giving birth. So the fetus is endangering her. So we cut out the fetus, save her life, because Chaya called min l'chayev. But he yatsa rosho, if his head sticks out his head, ain't no gebo, you don't touch him. Bnei shein docha nefesh ni nefesh, you don't, or not docha one nefesh for another, you don't kill the baby to save the mother once the baby starts being born. And this Rashi writes, v'im taimar, maisa d'sheva ben bichri, d'dachu nefesh mipnei nefesh. What about the maisa of sheva ben bichri when they did give him over? So you are docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. That can the Gemara say, you're not docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. And it says Rashi, Hasa Mishim Dafila Loma Sruoloi and Erag Birkshit Visenui up there, had they not given him over, then he would have been killed anyway when Eob takes them. Vein Eraganima, they would have been killed with him, so they just gave him over because anyway they're all gonna be killed. Avalim Haya, he who needs all Afapishan Ragan, if he would have been saved, even if they would have been killed, Loy Rashai Lamosrikatilatsilatsman, they would not have been allowed to give him over in order to save themselves. So Rashi's first teretz is that yes, it's true, ein docha nefesh mei nefesh, and the case of Sheva Bichri is different because he was going to die anyway. They were all going to be killed anyway, but if he wouldn't have been killed, then they wouldn't have been allowed to give him over. Inami nacha teretz mishu demarid b'malchus hayu v'achim mefarash l'tosefta. And then we have the pshat of the Tosefta, the teretz of the Tosefta, that he was a marid b'malchus, and since he was a marid b'malchus, they were allowed to give him over. He was mechuyev misa. There ain't no move on. What's Pshat and Rashi? What's his kasha from Sheva ben Bichri? Do we not know that by Ritzicha Yehareg V'al Yavor? Pashit, you're not allowed to, you have to die before you kill somebody. So you don't know if that's from Sheva ben Bichri. You could say B'chlal. You die before you kill someone. So what's Pshat? That Rashi's bothered by the story of Sheva ben Bichri. Rashi knows. What do you mean Rashi's bothered by Sheva ben Bichri? Rashi knows, and we all know, that by Ritzicha Yehareg V'al Yavor. So what's his problem? So it must be that Yehargu Kula, like Rashi says in his Teretz. In other words, the reason the question isn't a good question is because the teretz is so pashut. We know they are Agbal Yavor. So what are you asking Sheva ben Bichri for? We ask Sheva ben Bichri, either a Doch and Nefesh ben Nefesh, they go over Sheva ben Bichri. So the teretz is pashut. You know why they gave over Sheva ben Bichri? Because they're all going to be killed anyway, like Rashi writes in his teretz. So what was Rashi thinking in the Kasha? So in the Yad Ramah, he learns that Yatzar Rosho, if they don't kill the baby, so Yamusu Shneim, they're both going to die. If they don't kill the baby, not only is the mother not going to be saved, the baby won't be saved either, they're both going to die. And nevertheless, it's Aser. And in this, he asks from Sheva ben Bichri. Sheva ben Bichri, you see that if the person's going to be killed anyway, you're allowed to give him over. If everyone's going to die anyway, then give the guy over. So here also, if they're both going to die, the mother and the child, so then kill the child, just like they did to Sheva ben Bichri. That's how the Yad Ramah is learning. But that's not the way Rashi learned. Rashi was learning that B'yatzer Rosho, you're not allowed to kill the baby because it's Yehareg V'yavor. And since Yehareg V'yavor, it's Sichas Yehareg V'yavor, you're not allowed to kill the baby. And therefore Rashi said, so how is it Mutter for Sheva ben Bichri? How are they allowed to give over Sheva ben Bichri to save themselves? So it must be that the story of Sheva ben Bichri was different. Why was it different? Because, like Rashi answers, that in the end they were all going to die anyway. Like it's Pasha, we know that Yehareg V'yavor when it comes to Ritzicha. So how do they give over Sheva ben Bichri? So the answer is Pasha, because they're all going to die anyway. If they give over Sheva ben Bichri, then they're all saved. And if they don't give a Sheva ben Bichri, Sheva ben Bichri is going to die, and they're going to die. That's a Pasha Teretz. So again, the way the Yad Ramah learns it, it's Brother Rashi has a good question. Because in the case of Yatzar Rosha, the baby's going to die also. And even though the baby's going to die, you're still not allowed to kill the baby to save the mother. So if you're not allowed to kill the baby to save the mother, even though they're both going to die, so then how are you allowed to give a Sheva ben Bichri, even though you're all going to die? That's the Yad Ramah. But Rashi learns, no, that they could be saved. Give over the baby, they kill the baby, they're going to save the mother, and you're not allowed to kill the baby, and doch nefesh nefesh, so how are they allowed to give over Sheva ben Bichri? The answer is pashut, that Sheva ben Bichri was different, because anyway, they're all going to die. Otherwise, you have the kasha of midin yehareg v'yavor, it's pashut they yehareg v'yavor, you're not allowed to give them over. So what was Rashi thinking as kasha? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Based on what the Meiri there writes, Shabiyatza Rosho, Ava Pishenlo Din Roidev, that if the person, the baby, stuck out his head, even though he doesn't have a Din Roidev like the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says an interesting lashon, Mishmayahu de Karadfila. From Shemayim, they're being Roidev. What does it mean, Shemayim being Rodev? That the baby isn't a Rodev. This is like Rambam says when he passing Allah, it's the Tev of the world. So this is from Shemayim. Don't hold the baby guilty. So B'yatza Rosho, ain't lo din Rodev. Nevertheless, says the Meiri, the mother is allowed to kill the baby to save herself. So it's true that the baby doesn't have a din roidev vis-a-vis the world, klapei the world. But the mother is allowed to save herself by killing the baby. Where does that come from? You know where it comes from? Habala hashkecha hargocha hashkem laharga. Gemara in Brachas 62a. That if somebody comes to kill you, kill them first. And therefore, the Meiri is saying that the baby's coming to kill the mother. The mother said that we can kill the baby first. she can kill the baby first. We're not allowed to, because Mishmaya Karat Filei. This is coming from Shemayim. This is nature. We don't get involved. But a woman has a special din of Abba Lahargacha Hashkem Laharga. She's allowed to save herself. Ain b'mashikase v'chdushe marin Riza Levi Perak Aleph Mechos Ratzeach v'ain kana mokam laharich b'zeh. Ulefi zeh nimtza she'ubar yesh bo din hutar damo b'yachas l'nir davatzma. That the ubar has a din that his dam is permitted in relationship to the nirdaf, to the mother. And nevertheless, we see in the Mishnah that l'gabei acherim we say in docha nefesh me nefesh, nobody else is allowed to touch him, because in relationship to them, to everybody else, the baby doesn't have a din of ein lo damim. The baby has blood. So you see this pitzul, klape the mother, mother's allowed to kill him. Hutar damo. Klape everybody else, lo hutar damo, ein lo damim. Lo hutar damo, ein lo din ein lo damim, yesh lo damim. He has blood. His blood is significant. So he does have blood and he doesn't, depending on who we're relating to. And this Rashi asks Meshavi ben Bichri. Shadeisha hutar damo lemelech Yisrael. Since Sheva ben Bichri's blood was permitted, because he was married by Malchus. Since he was married by Malchus, so we should say dochen es nafshom b'nei nefesh acherim. So Sheva ben Bichri is parallel to the baby case, because Sheva ben Bichri, his dam was hutar to the king, but not to everybody else. Yeah, it was hutar damo lemelech, but not to anybody else. And yet by him we said docha nefesh mipnei nefesh. So how does that work with the baby case? In the case of the baby, ein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh, because his blood is only mutter to the mother, not to anybody else. So we let him be. So to Sheva ben Bichri, his blood was only mutter to the king, but nobody else was allowed to touch him. So how did they give him over? That was Rashi's kasha. So this stems exactly with the baby case. That if his blood isn't mutter l'acherim, you're not allowed to give him the baby over. His blood isn't mutter l'acherim. You should be allowed to give Sheva ben Bichri, because his blood was also not mutter l'acherim. How do they give him over? So Rashi gave two terutzim. He gave one, it's talking about yichduhu. Anyway, they're all going to die. Since anyway they're all going to die, in the case of the baby, if you don't touch the baby will live. But here Sheva ben Bichri is dying no matter what. If they give him over, they're not giving him over. So they singled out Sheva ben Bichri, and Sheva ben Bichri is going to die anyway. So Memela, they're allowed to give him over, even if he's not Mechuyev Misa. That's why they gave him over. That's Rashi's first teretz. Rashi's second teretz is like Rav Shimon in the Tosefta, because Morid B'Malchus. What does it mean, Morid B'Malchus? Morid B'Malchus is Morid B'Malchus Beis David. That's what we saw in the Tosefta. Morid B'Malchus Beis David. Rashi quotes the Tosefta. And what does it mean, Morid B'Malchus Beis David? Ein lo damim b'yachas l'kol Yisrael. He has no blood vis-a-vis the entire Jewish people. And therefore, nitcheis nafsho mipnei nefesh acherim. And therefore his life is pushed away. Because he has no blood at all klape anybody. Because we said there's a special status to Merida B'machos Beis David. If you're married B'machos Beis David, oh, he's done. You lose your blood klape everybody, not only klape the king. In the Kasha, Rashi wasn't learning this way. I was just learning it's like any Melech. Melech Yisrael, Melech Beis David, doesn't matter. His dam is only mutter to the king. It's not mutter to anybody else. So how are they allowed to kill him? Teretz. Either because he was going to die anyway, or, and they single him out, so it's either everybody goes or just he goes, or alternatively he's Mord Machos Beis David. Mord Machos Beis David means you don't have blood chlal to anybody, and that's different than the baby case. The Ubar has damim yachas lachem, therefore they're not allowed to touch him. But in this case, when somebody is Mord B'machos Beis David, he has no blood klape anybody. His dam is mutter to everybody. So Mimela, they were allowed to kill Shavu Ben Bichri. Takadocha nefesh mei nefesh, because he's Mord B'machos Beis David, like we saw in the Tosefta. So we have a lot more to say. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable how much Torah there is on this. And our hope is, and prayer, that we're zochah to continue and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem, and hopefully do so in good health and in prosperity and everything good. Simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. So please, sweet friends, please stay tuned. Mamish Gishmak. Shalom, shalom.